I think it's time to say it. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the end of the first half of the year today. June the 30th, the Geyer Kirk Report on Happy Thursday B2B. Tomorrow we start the second half of the year. I can't imagine it.
Yeah, where does the time go?
It was like every day it got shorter. You know, and you'd have to ask somebody that's an expert on time management like Kevin Scullion to know exactly where it went. But it's gone. It's gone. Today on the B2B show, short and sweet. I just talked about this the other day, and one of the things that we discussed recently was AMP, Accelerated Mobile Pages. And one of the two things to do in B2B this second half of the year is get yourself accelerated mobile pages content for your blog, your web presence, whatever it might be. And you might not get those from traditional free web page makers, like the ones that you just log into and they build the page for you and so forth. You might have to do a little bit of homework, maybe outsource it to someone like Kelvin, or, well, don't outsource it to Kelvin because, you know, he's going on vacation.
Yeah.
This guy gets 2 weeks off. But even though he's going to be off work, I'm still going to have the show notes available on the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. That's right. The GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. Search for it there. Any of the links that we reference in the program's episode on a given day will be listed there. And that's a good job. Thanks for that. The AMP thing, we talked about it. I think I did it episode, the first link about AMP. It's in the show notes, and it has a how-to and gets you through, walk through this process. It's not rocket science, so the price needn't be astronomical. If someone says, oh, I can make you an AMP page, but it's only going to take $8,000, don't go for that, okay? It's not what we want to have happen. And the second thing is dealing with the good old group of people. You might be one of them. They're called solopreneurs, people that wear all the hats in the company, which at the same time has you facing huge challenges. So this second half of the year, start laying the foundation, and I don't have the links here yet, but there are links available for planning your team. Like, who's going to be the social media manager? Who's going to be the person responsible for the billing and the traffic if you're displaying ads and whatnot? Who's going to be the collaboration coordinator, the project manager, if you will? Get that team put together. Do yourself a step up, a move from solopreneur to being a company. Get yourself started on that path. So on that note, thanks for joining everyone that's in the chat, that's on YouTube, that's on the audio channels that support us. The big thanks to Edinburgh Dusters, who, in fact, at this moment, the company that likes to clean is doing just that, cleaning. I was talking with Fraser a bit ago in blab.im, and that happens at a screen called Friends Just Chatting. This fellow, who's got it up for bid, so if you want to be the host of Friends Just Chatting, send him a check. And go in there and talk to people from all over the world about virtually everything. And thanks to Screencast-O-Matic, it's a good window screen recorder, as you'll see when we get this recording up onto YouTube. Thanks to all of the audio affiliates that have our show into the archives. They have like Stitcher and Spreaker. Podbean affords us the principal feed to iTunes for our show. And so that's another reason. Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh Dusters is the guy that first told me about the podbean.com account. And that was a good thing. I'm glad that happened. And so on that note, did I forget anything?
Have you organized a stand-in for me for the next 2 weeks?
Well, no, I'm going to have auditions. There's this fellow that's on the web. He's been a web developer for 20-some years. I might have to have him do it. and he looks a lot like me. Okay, so we'll find out if that's going to happen, and hopefully something will come together and we'll play it by ear for the next 2 weeks. On that note, I'm going to say those famous words I say at the end of every show, so we'll know we're done. It's a wrap.